travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, summer is here, and if you've left it a bit late to book a holiday, you are not alone. Late bookings are just one trend hitting the headlines this year. Paul O'Connella, Irish Independent Travel Editor, is here. Good morning, Paul.
Hiya, Pat. How are you?
Late bookings are trending.
Yeah, it's funny this, and it's taken me by surprise. Normally, most people would have their holidays sewn up earlier. It's still the case, if you want a specific place, a specific date, a specific type of holiday, you should book as far in advance as you can. But more people have left it late this year. As one travel agent put it to me, the only trend he's seeing is that there isn't a trend, that they're up one day and down the next.
Okay, now, what about airline prices if you're doing it yourself?
Yeah. This is what seems to be driving it, that because people held back a little bit earlier in the year, those price rises in terms of airfares we were expecting haven't really been coming through. So they are a bit lower, but there's a couple of little bits of context to add. If you still want to go to Malaga or Faro or Lanzarote during the school holidays, you are still going to be paying high prices. Yeah. That's not going to change. Where we are seeing the more significant drops is around other kinds of routes, like less well-known places, new routes. For example, there's a new flight with Ryanair flights from Cork to Rhodes and Zadar this year. Other places, we always see extra bit of value in Morocco and Turkey. I'm interested to seeing it crop up in Corfu, Malta as well. So the golden rule, if you take out of this conversation, is that if you're flexible on when you go, but even more so where you go,
now,
you'll get the best deals.
Last year, there were scorching temperatures across Europe in late July and August. Are people deciding not to go because they didn't like what they experienced last year?
As far as I can gather, having spoken to lots of travel agents recently, some are, but most aren't.
Most
are still looking at July and August. And there's a number of things playing into that. First of all, as one said to me, it feels like in some ways we've just come out of a 9-month winter.
Yeah.
We don't know what's ahead. I don't know whether to put my coat in my bag or my brolly or the sunscreen or whatever. We're used to the Irish and summers. Some feel like maybe the risk that they would take with extreme heat in Europe is worth trading against the vagaries of the Irish summer in Ireland. I spoke to Met Aram. They said, look, generally speaking, Europe's the hottest warming continent. They expect temperatures up 1 to 2 degrees, but no one can predict if there's going to be the wildfires or the extreme weather we saw last year. But Southern Europe is going to bake.
Always does, anyway.
It does.
To a lesser or greater
this is
degree.
The thing, and it may be up to yourself whether you can manage that. You stay out of the sun at the warmest times and you keep hydrated and so on. But if you have toddlers and if you don't want to run that risk,
now you have a selection of last minute deals. And
yes.
On travel agents' websites, there are things called last minute tabs.
Some they do it in different ways. Some will have a list of the late flights going out. It literally could be a flight that's going on Wednesday or something going next Monday. Some of them, well, you do a little search. You say, I'm going from Dublin or I'm going from Cork and I want to go here. Some of them you can enter any sun destination, etc. You get a long list. If you don't mind where you go, you get the best value.
So the whole thing is that they have unsold beds and unsold flights, and that money's gone.
Yeah.
They've lost money if they don't fill those.
So this is the late stuff. Now, you can't go in with this with the attitude that I want to go to Lanzarote on this date and I want the lovely place at a bargain basement price. That's not going to happen. But here's a few examples and just a selection I was looking at this morning before I came on air to you. I mentioned Morocco. So Sunway has, these are all 1 week long holidays, a 3-star night departing June 15th. That's this week from 500 per person in Agadir. So that's for 2 weeks, there's even better value, 784 per person for 2 weeks. They also have Turkey departing next Monday, June the 18th, a 3-star in Bodrum at 638 per person for the flights and for the and for the accommodation. I mentioned Corfu. Clickandgo.com have a 4-star holiday for a week departing next Tuesday, tomorrow week, from 498 per person, which is really good value for 4-star at this time in June. Now, remember, June will always be slightly better value for obvious reasons with the summer holidays. They have also got Kusadasi, June 22nd at 587 per person. That's a 3-star deal. I looked at TUI. They also have good deals in Corfu, Turkey and Dalaman. And they have one in Rhodes in Greece, we mentioned earlier, a week-long holiday departing June 22nd, which is a little later next week, at 503 per person for 3-star break.
The message is, if you're free to go, And there are many people who are retired and so on who can go anytime.
Yes.
There are deals.
You can do that. Or even if you're a family who might have booked your 2 week window and hasn't booked anything, it's worth a look. You don't have to go for 7 nights or 14 nights. Mm. The nature of today's travel is you can go book 3 nights, you can book 5 nights. Oftentimes the flights will be cheaper midweek. Yeah. A shorter break for less money.
You mentioned TUI. Abbey Travel you've looked at as well.
Yes, so Abbey Travel have... the Canary Islands tends to be hard to find good value in, but I did see a 7 nights, 3-star holiday in Tenerife departing next Monday at just under €600 per person. That's the flights and the accommodation.
The tour operators, that's a long way. It's a long flight, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a four-hour plus. And they'll often throw in the transfers as well. As you know, like a taxi can add up quickly. They have the Algarve, also not as much value as you might see in some of those others, but they do have a 3-star Algarve trip departing Cork on July 7th. So we're looking at about 3 or 4 weeks ahead there, €654 per person, a bit higher. They also have the Costa Dorada at just under €600. And then finally, I looked at another travel agent, Stein Travel, before I came on. They have Porto. I was looking for Algarve, but I saw Porto, 3-star, 7 nights from Shannon, departing July 19th, €393 per person.
Okay.
Which is significantly lower now. That's
now,
interesting.
Have you been to Malta?
Yes, I have been to Malta. Really interesting Mediterranean destination, can get quite hot. Interesting British heritage with the kind of the Med feel, loads of good beaches, not so many sandy beaches, but good value to there as well. It's always worth looking at as an alternative, I think, to somewhere like Sicily or Sardinia. A 4-star trip departing Shannon on June 18th. Again, that's next Monday. €604 per person.
Okay, now the one thing to watch last night when I got these details from you.
Yeah.
I had prices. They're different this morning.
I'm sitting here with the same piece of paper with pen marks all over it because I went back on to check because I knew they would all change.
So it's dynamic pricing.
It's very dynamic. Oh, and some of them were gone. Some of them had gone up a little. Some had gone down a little. It all depends on literally if you wanted to go this Wednesday, you go on and go, OK, my mind is open. I could be end up in Malta or Morocco after this hour on the internet or whatever I'm going to be. That's where you're going to find
the value.
You
might do very well. All right. Paul O'Connella, Irish Independent Travel Editor. Thank you very much.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.